Is it 1 week to go? 2 weeks? 10 days? Only Froggy knows when she's ready. I know Eri's ready for her to be out now. And I am too. But if she could wait for the due date, work-wise, that'd be gold. It's my unconventional life. Waiting. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately. To front only the essential facts of life and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness and this is my unconventional life. It's a podcast and it's a journal, and in a way it's an examination of what happened when I tried to love and be a parent outside of society's norms. But most of all, hopefully it's an honest, unapologetic and insightful journey into my genuine desire to be my most authentic, peaceful and positive self in the world, sponsored by no one. Every week I detail my own journey as a parenting partner, as a lover and as a friend, and occasionally discuss my untraditional views and aspirations with other people too. But ultimately, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in the world today? Talked to an old university friend this week who told me that she thought I sounded really depressed on here. Oops. I guess sometimes I'm unaware of how I come across on this. It's a weird thing because ostensibly I know this goes out into the world and people will listen to it. Not many, but some. But when I record it, it does seem like I'm just here in my lounge talking to myself. I try to be sensitive and judicious with what I say, but ultimately the truth comes out clearly, no matter what I say, perhaps. I think perhaps that's the reason why a lot of people stop listening. I mean, who wants to listen to a melancholy, middle-aged man wax anxious about his life? But truthfully, I'm not doing this to get a lot of listeners. I'm doing this to be honest, because I feel that recording this journey has value. And at times that might sound depressing. But don't worry, it's not all the time, and if you met me in person, you probably wouldn't see it. Well, you might get an inkling, but everyone has moments like that. It's just when I talk on here, it's me at my deepest core, really focusing on how I'm feeling. Admittedly, with a sensitive filter, but if you listen to all of these episodes, heavens forbid you'd ever actually have the time, you'll see it's probably quite simple why I felt the way that I have. And if I'm honest, it's been a recurring theme in my life that at 42 years old, I'm somehow still unable to avoid. Nonetheless, we are getting down to the wire. My family is here and staying at Eri's, which has been really nice. We've all been out visiting places and enjoying the spring weather. But between Eri and I, a lot of emotions are still coming up. A lot of the same emotions. Eri didn't come with me to the therapist this week. And there are moments that I feel really frightened how this is going to work out. Like there's a shitstorm coming. But ultimately, I'm philosophical about it. There are some very difficult conversations and decisions ahead, but we'll have to figure it out. And people do. There are lessons to be learned from this. Lessons that I hope other people might benefit from too. People who want to have similar parenting partnerships. Or people who just want to have kids in general. Some things apply to both situations, traditional or not. There are times I feel really confused and unstable right now. I think because I've given up a lot of my power and autonomy. Conflicts haven't been resolved. They've just been shelved. Anyone can see that's not ideal. But it's not an ideal situation. I've got through rough times in the past, And this will ultimately, I think, make me a better person in how I interact with the world. It's not just about being kind, or rather, it's not just about being kind to other people. It's about being kind to yourself, as much of a cliche as that is, but more so, it's about making the right decisions because they're right, not because they make you or someone else happy. I finished reading Brave New World this week. Discussed it with an old friend as part of a 90-minute plus phone call involving work, having kids, and comedy cock. The book itself was kind of an unfinished, though. I won't spoil it by saying what happened, but it didn't tie up nicely. It didn't leave you with a clear sentiment or worldview like you come to expect in movies nowadays. But that's life's reality, perhaps. Perhaps there aren't simple answers. Other than this, life isn't ideal. But I'm going to try and make a bash at it and write down what I think would be a human utopia on Earth, or at least my best attempt at it. Maybe I'll write it as part of a narrative fiction too. That seems to be what a lot of the great thinkers have done. I guess because we respond better to stories than lectures. We'll see. Froggy will be here soon. I'm so excited to see her and to be a parent with Eri. I think of my dad and the love that he showed me. I hope I can be as good a parent. He wasn't perfect, but beneath the peccadilloes, the anxieties, the humanness, there was a calm, wonderful love that I felt run through me my whole life. Wow, I don't know where that came from. I'll see you next week. Well, that's another week gone, and everyone a blessing. Every day, every moment. So I appreciate you spending any of yours listening to this. Drop me a line to myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions, and hopefully a little joy too. But either way, until then, wherever you are and whoever you're with, be kind to yourself and to others. It's perhaps the simplest way to make the world a better place. Hello.